Massimo.
Travis Keller, United Things. Shout out my Ross Club, back gang. Full times. UK, US, United Things. Shout out Lady Gang, Lady Ross. United Things, take off. 2K19, my attack.
Yeah.
King of my city, I run shit. How you run your town, you never done shit. Say you want smoke, get a lung shit. Don't get murdered over dumb shit. Gum home, I got the throne. Told that bitch, leave me alone. Why? When I was up on a boat, you wanna pick up the phone. Crumbs killer going back to back like I'm Drizzy, bitch. I'm a savage. Getting green, ain't talking cabbage. Like a bunny, I need carrots. Flip the money like gymnastics. Hit me 3 times, that's a hat trick. In the booth, I be spazzing. In the booth, I be spazzing. Lady gang, bitch, you know that we styling out. I come from LON, where they riding out. Set a fly out of the clock, you dying out. Feel like Nick with his cannon, I'm wilding out. Had to kick down the door, I'ma tie him up. That was all that tough shit that you rhyme about. Had to kick down the door, I'ma tie him up. That was all that tough shit that you rhyme about. Ain't no man from the south side to the west end. Yeah. When them bullets rain, if they heaven sake, they might bless them. Yeah, try get low and I miss you. I hate your best friend. Yeah, swing back through metal on me like an X-Men. Yeah, they already know it's me. No way a man can pose as me. Got a big pole on me. Your team sweet, Joe is sweet. Top 10, now they notice me. Crumbs gonna don't fear no MC. Top 10, now they notice me. Crumbs gonna don't fear no MC. I'm gang.
It's a fucking mad thing, you don't know. Shout out my Ross Club, Grunts Killer, you done everything. Shout out Glow on the fucking productions, them sounded mad.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max, back on air here with a very special guest in the building. We have two guests in the building, and I want to introduce yourselves as...
Yo, it's your boy, man, Liddy Rock, man. Money Clip Entertainment, Liddy Gang. You already know we in here full time. There's no days off. Let's get it.
And Drewski, owner of Money Clip Entertainment.
So welcome to St. John's and WSJU Radio. We appreciate you having you guys up here this morning.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah, we appreciate you more, man. This is definitely a very, very big stepping stone right here. Very big achievement, man. Mm-hmm.
And it's well deserved. Your music is great. I definitely feel like the party scene would definitely love your music.
Thank you, bro.
We could definitely get that out here. We have a lot of people at the station who love the trap music and the party music, so you could definitely fit that scene.
I appreciate that 1,000%, bro. Mm-hmm.
Now, your name is Liddy Rock. What made you choose that name?
Honestly, my name still, like, even up to now, is J-Rock.
Oh, okay. Like,
that's my street name. But Liddy Rock is more marketable. It's a lot of people named J-Rock also. It's another artist
that's
named
right.
J-Rock. So it's like, it was a lot that came with that. And I just wanted to solidify something different. I came up with the name, actually, when I was incarcerated for Liddy Gang Entertainment. And then it was like, you know, I wanted a name to fit. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Liddy Rock sounded cool. Then I got used to it, and everybody just started rocking out with it. And that's how that happened right there.
Definitely.
Spell it for everybody.
LITTYROCC. Facebook and Instagram, spelled the same way.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are some of your influencers of hip-hop, trap artists?
Trap artists?
Mm-hmm. Hip-hop artists, trap artists.
Right now, it's a lot of the young artists that's influencing me. Like, if we're going to talk about, like, what made me want to start... writing, I would say, well, there was no trap artists back then.
Yeah.
Well, as of right now, 21 Savage, I like Little TJ. I don't know. He's not really a trap artist, but I'm just telling you, like, it's a guy named, I don't know if you're familiar with T Grizzly's music.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yeah.
a lot of T Grizzly yeah. music. That's really what I listen to. I listen to Lil Durk. And besides that, everything else I listen to is just real lyrical. Like, you know, the Logs, Jay, the Kiz. I listen to a lot of old school music.
Okay.
Like,
that's I'm a big old school hip hop listener. Yeah, as well. Logs, legendary.
Legendary, most definitely. So that's pretty much it, man. Like, lot of the stuff that goes on today, though, it upsets me. Like, because it's like you got people that's really, really trying or is really, really passionate about this. And it's somebody who it's a hobby to, who just comes out of nowhere and says whatever he feels like saying on the song. And it's like a hit and miss, like the lottery. He ended up hitting, you know, you might have missed. But I mean, that's like
making
I said,
me feel old. You said the locks is old school.
Yeah.
the locks is definitely old. They OGs.
Talk nice. That's not old school. El Cujay's old school.
Yeah, that's right. Now, are these? What was your first song? Were some of these your first songs, actually, or you've been writing for a long time now?
I've been writing since I was 8.
Wow.
These songs right here are for the mixtape we're working on called Alter Ego, and that's the other side of me. That artist's name is Crunz Killer. He's a London artist, and he's a completely different person than Liddy Rock. So that's where we got the name Alter Ego from. So those songs are recent, all of those songs there. Mm-hmm.
It's like the movie Split.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Now, we open with Humans to Wolves. Now, what was the creativity behind that? What was the message you wanted to get through with this one?
With that one right there, honestly, I wrote it, I didn't feel what I felt when I got in the actual booth. When I got in the booth, that's when I feel like an animal came out of me. And Drew was like, he heard the howl at the end, and he was like, yo, it's like you just went from a human to a wolf. Like, mm-hmm. And we went with that.
Well, we're going to throw on Crunz Killer for you so we can let the audience hear that. And when we come back on air, we'll describe what was your creativity behind that one as well.
Most definitely, bro.
Okay, Crunz Killer, another thing set, money clip, full timers, Litty the f***ing gang, shout out Tiny, shout out Low K, shout out Jamaica,
the fresh Brainiac,
another thing set, bare gunfire for the
boom, 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 bare gunfire,
it's a mad thing right
now, listen,
man took halfway with that dough. Nah. Big man thing, yeah, keep that cheap. I'm from the streets where anything goes. I caught up last night, that's jokes. I got flows, I spit that raw. Been doing drill since like 04. You got guns or we got more. Yeah. You don't drive by, man, pull up and say. Big man thing, yeah, I'm with that. Son of shotgun, gift rack. We ain't really with a chit chat. Nah. If you want smoke, you can get that. It's Crunz Killer on this track. A blue flag where my crips at. Ferragamo with a grip pack. All you got here is kick clack. Boy, better know I run down. Let's get gun down, and you're off your gang when she come out. When you hear that, that's a dumb sound. Full timers in the section, yeah. Chop on my kick like Tekken. This right here's Armageddon. Head tap, shoulder, leg kick. Big tool on my waist. Tom Cruise with the aim. Moving like Bobby Smurder. When I slide, I sustain. I ain't never ever snitch. Me and you is not the same. I ain't never ever snitch. Me and you is not the same. Hardest thing in the game. Top five, I go insane. Front of mine, I let it spray. My body dis- because of Drake. Facts. 10K, I swear I want 10K. Facts. Hardest hit in the game. Top five, I go insane. Facts. Front of mine, and we park. I'ma have the world start. Turning it into Gabby Douglas. Have him flipping over cars and shit. After this, back to the base. One Spanish, one Jamaican. But I need something different. Cause I ain't never get a Haitian. Oh God. We be moving like the mob. Getting chicken with the squad. Money. And I'm always on my jump. Got a 40 in his cup. Got the shorty in the spot. She got a skull on her. Fuck that. She like this. She do a lot. Full timers. Thinking this is ain't bodies. These again, these be hiding. Got them heat seekers gon' find. Full timers. Thinking these some ain't riders. These again, these be hiding. Got that heat seekers gon' find. Litty, done all the things. You already know. Alter Ego. Shout out Litty Rock.
Hey yo, listen. Even my favorite rapper. Hey, I'm boom. Money clip, back up. Shout out, get. Now or never for the Rich Cop Productions, them sounding mad. Crunz Killer. Yeah.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on air here with Drewski and Litty Rock in the studio here at St. John's University. Now, we just played Crunz Killer Freestyle by Litty Rock. Now, I definitely like this track because I feel like it's like a different sound, like from a lot of trap artists. Like, you're real, like, you express a lot of pain in your songs.
Thank you, bro. Mm-hmm. I try to, bro, definitely. That's where it comes from, life experiences. And me actually being able to speak like that comes from, like, me. I lived out there for 8 years. Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter's out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, man. Like, that's that part of me, I can speak with the accent when I feel like it, but when I write with the accent and put that into it and mix them together, mm-hmm. it just turns into something crazy, like.
It turns into
Crohn's killer.
Now, how did you find each other now? Because you're his manager. How did you find him?
Same hood.
Oh, okay.
Southside Queens.
Okay. No. I definitely see a movement here, though, with your music, because I know there's definitely a sound for it, because you know who you sound like to me, too? Who's a rapper that rapped up with Drake on, Kissing My Teeth? You know what song?
I never heard that. Briggs? I didn't get to hear that.
Who was it?
Giggs?
Yeah, Giggs.
I'm familiar with Giggs.
Yeah,
I never heard the song yet. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, that's definitely a good song, but definitely you sound very similar, which I do like his sound because he's so different with the trap beats.
That's what's up. Giggs is out there. He's a legend. He's been doing this over 10 years. Mm-hmm. When I was out there, he was just starting to, you know, so he's been doing it for a while.
What do you like about that sound compared to what is here?
I mean, you know what that music right there is actually called? It's called grime.
It's called grime?
It's called grime. Because you have UK artists that are just rappers who rap like regular UK, you know what I'm saying? But that, the way it's delivered, is called grime. That's what that is called. And I feel like grime only exists over there. Like, artists don't do that here or in any other country. I feel like I'm trying to now bring it to the U.S.
At the end of the day, it's all hip-hop.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are some of your favorite other UK artists?
It's a lot of full timers out there. I listen to a lot of my own, like, you know, people that I mess with out there. Rich Shorter, that's his name out there. Young Reeks, Stormzy. I don't know if you heard of Stormzy. I went to school with Stormzy when I was out there for a while. Stormzy is doing a lot out there. I like Giggs, Skepta.
Yeah, I know him. Full-timers is a whole nother team out in London.
Yeah, it's Floss, a Floss OB. These is like guys that's up and coming. But Stormzy's somebody. Are you familiar with Stormzy?
I probably heard of him before from being at the station, because we have a lot of listeners of trap and UK artists as well. We definitely have that scene out here.
But yeah, that's really who I'll be listening to out there.
Okay. Now, this is your first mixtape, or have you released other mixtapes before?
This would be my first mixtape.
This would be your first mixtape. Yeah. Now, what platforms are you going to release this on? Spinrilla, or you might drop this on Apple Music and iTunes?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah. I'm going to make sure it's on all of them.
That's good.
Because that's a new thing now, is streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, it got to be everywhere.
It got to be everywhere.
Or,
matter of fact. What'd you say, Spinrilla?
Yeah, Spinrilla is like a free mixtape site, but I think it better if they actually downloaded it and streaming it, because, I mean, it's money profit.
And I like money.
Yeah.
Speaking on music platforms, we got Paid in Full out. That's out on all music platforms right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all could definitely go check that out. Videos on YouTube, too. And, yeah, we just working, man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Work. Shout out. I see a couple of my Liddies is jumping in here. Shout out my team, Lil Kane, King Liddy, Liddy the Savage. I love y'all. Y'all already know. Murder, I love you. Jazzy, I love you. I love all y'all. Y'all already know, man. True. Y'all know who y'all love. You know, sometimes you it's too much names. So people be like, yo, you ain't. There's a lot going on right now. It's a lot.
Some more people wanted to come, but now that I see. Well, we could have sat.
Yeah, you could have had more people. And we could also connect these two booths as well. So you could have brought more artists as well. Yeah.
Okay.
That would have been it.
We could definitely do that. I know you said you wanted to come here and freestyle for us today as well.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we're going to drop the beat on you. You ready for it?
Most definitely.
All right, well, let's get to it. You'll know the beat when you hear it.
What if they never made me do that time? I had the pain, but what if it was okay to see a grown man cry? Uh-huh.
What if they never made me do that time? I hide the pain, but what if it was okay to see a grown man cry? What if everybody just show love? What if Quick ain't have to take that dub? Why he play with them guns? What if Chantel let me see my kids? Why she act like I'm a deadbeat, like I chose to do that bit? What if them never did it to Reek? I think about him every day. What if he didn't fall in love with the streets? What if I never picked up that flag? What if we was still writing from the heart and wasn't doing a dab? What if Alpo didn't turn to a snitch? What if 50 Cent died trying before he got rich? What if loyalty was more than a saying? Tell me how I'm supposed to trust a soul, homie. Abel killed Cain. What if my mama never beat that cancer? What if the world was filled with questions? Ain't nobody have none of the answers. What if they never sent me back to the States? I was a savage way before 21. I don't play. What if Cash ain't get hit with a shell? Why they had to put me in a cell? Why they ain't give me the bell? What if Gutter ain't get hit with an L? He would have been an Uncle Murderer today, but now he's sitting in jail. Never doubt on a flight, yeah. Never doubt on a flight, What if Aaliyah never doubt on a flight? What if musicians tried to take you out the dark and guide you into the light? What if it was in a world of justice and peace? What if we still had Obama? Don't think ICE would be running the streets. What if it wasn't about black or white? What if they all played by the rules? What if they didn't try to take my life? Soul from the heart, man. What if they ain't try to take my life? Let's get it, money clip, Liddy. What if? What if? Shit.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on air with Liddy Rock and Drewski. Just dropped a fire freestyle, and I could feel that emotion right here.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
I could definitely tell like the emotion in that.
Yeah. Appreciate that 100% for real, man.
No problem.
Hip hop with film.
One thing I always tell Drewski, I tell him I feel like music, if it don't give me a feeling, it's not good music. If it can't make me happy, sad, want to turn up, even if it's a negative feeling, if I don't get a feeling from it, because a lot of music that is coming out nowadays, I get no feeling from it. Mm-hmm. You could hear the song, but are you listening to what's being said?
Exactly.
Can you relate to what's being said? Do you understand what's being said?
Cookie cutter music, that's what they're making now.
Nah. Now, who are some of the artists you feel like have no emotion in their music when you listen to it?
Little Uzi.
Okay. Yeah.
Anybody with
Little Pump.
Yeah.
Guys of that caliber, you know, they got their own genre. I'm not hating on them. That's their thing, and it's working for them.
Yeah.
You know, but I just personally feel like
I feel the same way, to be honest.
Doing something to the culture, man. It's slowly killing the culture.
I feel the same way. Now, why did you? What made you choose this beat by Sue Surf?
Drewski.
he had a challenge.
Okay.
On Instagram. And, you know, if you listen to Battle Rap, Sue Surf talks about real life. And that's the Liddy Rock. If you want the real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to tell you the truth, we had a story. Before he went to jail, we were supposed to go to thisis50.com. Mm-hmm. For a freestyle cypher,
mm-hmm.
and the police arrested him for something he didn't do.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and he started writing right away. I think it was the same cypher Young M.A. was a part of.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Thriller.
Jack Thriller, yeah. So, he could be in that spot right now, you know, but
minor setback. Happens. Yeah. Minor setback, extravagant comeback, man. Exactly. We here now. We here, man. We here for this.
It's Liddy now.
It's Liddy.
Mm-hmm. We could definitely see you in that scene because you're so, like I said, emotional. Like, you actually take it seriously where some of these rappers will just lay lyrics on a track and just release it.
Honestly, bro, I almost cried when I wrote that right there. Like, some of my music I write, it's like, especially a lot of my music that I wrote sitting in there. I did 3 years for a murder. I had nothing to do with. And I had to, even up to now, it's like they say I got to prove my innocence. I was guilty until proven innocent, and it's supposed to be the other way around. And now, even now, I walk past certain people looking at me funny because it was on the news. It was, you know, a lot of, like, so
yeah.
I still feel like I'm not free. That's why that Meek Mill was free. I could relate to that. I ain't free. I'm saying this is not it right here. But I tell you what, we got an opportunity, and we going to utilize that to the max. We going to run it up, and we going to make it happen. Money Clip, Litty Gang, Fool Thomas. We here.
All in alter ego.
All in.
In the song, in the story.
Definitely. There's definitely going to be a story throughout this mixtape in which people should listen to. Because this is a heartfelt story. Like, I didn't even realize, like, the backstory.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, though.
Yes. I mean, I you know what's crazy, though? Like, a lot of people, you know, social media is somewhere where people hide their emotions. Mm-hmm. You're not going to know unless somebody is openly speaking about what they're going through. Mm-hmm. People is going to smile. They're going to take pictures smiling. They're going to show bottles, show weed, whatever it is they're doing. And you're not going to know how they're really feeling. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time, I'm at my worst, even though I have my freedom. But
what's really free?
Yeah, like, you know, it's only going to get greater. And once you got a chance, what one thing I didn't have before, like with working with Drewski, Money Clip, this, I've been with Drewski before. Drewski met me when I was like 18 years old. I'll be 27 in May. So that's how long we've been here. He met me before that, before I was 18.
Yeah, you was a kid. All right, 16, don't give up my age.
But yeah, Money Clip, like, that's what I'm saying. That's he had that vision, and when I got taken away, that opportunity was taken away. Now I'm back. We can make that happen. Litty Gang, once that something that I started and felt, and me and a couple people also, I'm saying, started or whatever. A couple of them still in there. Freedom, free job, free A. But I'm home now, and I have a chance to make it happen. I prayed, and I wanted that opportunity so bad, and it's here. And we going to run it up. We's not going to fail. That's it. We going to do it.
And we're here with Mad Max.
That's right. That's right. It's a blessing to have you guys on the show today. And a couple other questions regarding the mixtape. How many songs are going to be on this?
I wanted 10. Mm-hmm. Drewski was thinking maybe like 13, 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be split half and half. It'll be half Cronus Killer and half Litty Rock.
That's interesting, the alter ego thing. The split personality. I like that. That's very creative for an artist.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I didn't see the movie Split, but you guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but I know what it's about, though. Okay. People told me about it.
Cronus Killer, Litty Rock, and there's some other egos in there. Mm-hmm. When I talk to them, but there's a play in there too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot in there, man.
There's a lot of egos in there. But it's an alter ego. Mm-hmm. You'll hear it all in the mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are some of your producers?
Shout out Glow.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out my boy Sharif.
Shock of the Boss.
A lot of the instrumentals I use are type beats. I get them off of YouTube, or, you know, a lot of people reach out to me. You know, that's been happening a lot lately. On Instagram, they DM me and send me some beats.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's good. That means they recognize talent. They want their beats to be.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely heartfelt when that happens, for real, because, like, this is now. Dude, the crazy thing is what we accomplished since I've been home. I haven't even been home a year yet. What we've accomplished so far, I didn't accomplish in all them years before. Like, my whole life, I've been doing music. And what we accomplished in under a year is incredible right now.
But if there's any producers that go to St. John's, hit us up on the gram.
Yeah, there's a few, actually, that come here that sit in the back. Because that's usually mainly a producer's booth. We also do shows back there, but sometimes you'll see a producer back there. He's not a producer, though.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of producers here that come. I could definitely have them send you some beats, because I know they do trap beats. And
No colored hair beats.
Yeah, no. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So,
heavy 808s and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be definitely getting you in contact with people, the producers here at the station. It's definitely a good idea. Any other messages throughout the mixtape that we could expect?
Yeah. Yo, I wish we could have... We don't have that clean. You know what I'm talking about.
No, we don't. I sent them all the clean songs we had.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
It's one song. You mind if I speak on it?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's one song called... What we call that? Truth in My Eyes.
Oh.
I do a lot of research, bro. I watch a lot of, like, to do with music and the secret societies and the government, because I want to know, like, I refuse to be blind. People live the everyday life, day to day, which we were designed to do. We wake up, we buy the paper, buy a coffee, go to work, we come home, we deal with the kids, we get them from school. Nobody's really looking at what's really happening. On the news, they're only going to show you what they want you to see, so you got to dig deeper, which is what I do. And I found out a lot of things. This has been for years. I've been doing this research. So a lot of things that was been supposed to happen is starting to happen now. And
Lady Rock wants to make sure that Illuminati finds us. Put it online.
Nah, I don't want them to find us at all. But I want. I refuse to be blind.
I
refuse to be blind, man. Mm-hmm.
And he went to a conference at City Hall, right?
Yeah, a rally. I went to a rally. I'm involved with for wrongfully convicted people.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Derek. Shout out Derek Hamilton. Shout out Sarah. Shout out everybody to do with that organization right there. They definitely got it going. We was on the news the other day. Channel 12, Channel 4, Pix 11 was all there. And I spoke on my situation being arrested wrongfully. It was a lot of people who was in there for 20, 30 years, 18 years. It was just now getting out. So for me, it's like, what am I really upset about? You know, but that's how I really was trying to look at it. Like,
but when you're in that box, how many books did you write? Lyrics?
Six, seven whole books.
So imagine the pain in those books.
Yeah, it's ready. Alter Ego is just the beginning, man. We got after that, we got Life Like Mine. After that, we got Only Life to Live. The mixtapes, we're gonna keep them coming. Let's start promoting that video. The video we just started doing for the song Nothing. It's actually Nothing with the London accent, like Nothing.
Nothing.
But that's about to be fire. Check out the preview on my Instagram. Be working, man.
Have you guys ever considered contacting like some of the bigger artists to get a Lady Rock a collaboration with, or?
He told me no, and don't pay them. That's what he told me. He said no, no features and no pain. They gotta pay.
I feel like at this point right here, an investment like that would be good,
mm-hmm.
because especially if you do a collaboration with a well-known artist right now, and you, if not outshine them, but keep up with them. People are going to start trying to figure out who you are. Or you mm-hmm. just kept up. Let's say I get a song with Jada because I keep up with Meek Mills. Hold on. They didn't leave him behind. He kept up with him. Like, we got to listen to see what's going on with this kid now. Like, so I feel like we'll talk about that. You know
I tag him. Like, if he makes a post of a freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
But nah, I'm open to that. I'm with that. That was like a phase I had.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that would be good for us.
I'd love to see you on a track with Meek Mill, and especially Jadakiss. Now, thinking back at your lyrics in the freestyle, it reminds me of Jadakiss' song, Why.
When I wrote it, I kind of felt some of that. Like, mm-hmm. you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kind of felt some of that when I wrote it. Word. Because before writing the What If to the challenge, I didn't even hear the Sue Surfs. I only heard, like, two other guys off of Instagram.
Yeah.
Who's It was good what they was doing with Then I heard Sue Surfs. I said, oh, nah. And then Drewski was like, you got to write to that. And I'm like, okay. Being that Sue Surf did it and wild out like
exactly.
that, I got to put my heart on it. Like, so that's what I did, man.
And you did.
Yeah.
Put that pain in there.
Yeah, I wish we could applaud, man.
I know you have a few other artists. Is there any other artists you want to shout out today on the show?
Shout out. You talking about Drewski?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Drewski.
Well, a lot of them have moved on because they thought they should be signed off of one song.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that
way. Yeah, no.
But I want to shout Peanut G's.
Shout out my boy Peanut.
Yeah, and Breezy. Breezy out there being the daddy. But he has fire to him. He's working a lot. What other artists I have? I work with a few. See, I left Southside and lived with a girl for 6 years in Flushing.
Okay.
Then I came back and I'm like, man, there's so much talent in the hood. And then I said I should help them. And, you know, that's what I'm doing now. I started Money Clip. It's not a phase or a T-shirt. It's a literally a company. I put all my money in it. And, you know, then he came. It's my first signee before he went away. And I waited till he got home and said I'm going to help him get on. Then he told me I was part of the story. You know, that day we didn't make it to This Is 50, but, you know, that's my goal now, is to get him signed, Money Clip elevated, and, you know, see more cool DJs like you.
I appreciate that.
This is nothing but love. The vibe is incredible. Shout out my boy Mad Max.
I appreciate that.
Definitely.
No, because I remember you contacted the WSU radio page. When one of my interviews posted with, I think it was Mike Geronimo, I had him up in the studio, and
see, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
young kids like that don't know who that is.
Yeah,
old heads like me know Mike Geronimo and Royal Flush and Jibs Lane. I'm gonna stop talking now. The great kids are coming out.
Two of them sounded familiar.
And I was like, yeah, I'll put you on the show. I checked him out. I liked his sound.
Yeah,
put him on.
No, we appreciate you, bro, 1,000%, for real.
Now, I know that I also cover sports as well. I know when you came in, I was wearing the Jet jacket. You're a Patriot fan, right?
You know what it really is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Brady fan.
Okay.
But when Brady leaves, I'm still going to be a Patriot fan. When I was a kid, I used to play Madden. I didn't know what was going on. But I knew that the New England Patriots, I'm thinking the name got something to do with England. You know, I got family in London, so I'm like, okay, that's going to be my team. But as I got older, and then, you know, that boy Brady.
He's good, but we should cut your mic off now.
I agree, but I'm not going to do that.
The Jets, what's your team again?
I like the Jets and San Francisco.
How you got two teams?
Because it's the Jets and the Giants. I bleed blue.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets is better than the Giants.
we gotta get that ring, but we're not going anywhere as long as Brady is still in the division.
Yeah, he got a couple more years in him.
You think so?
Yeah, he said he was gonna retire when he like 45. He's 42 right now.
Yeah, he's got another 3 years. That's imagine if he can keep on going.
Imagine if we find out
he ain't gonna stop till he's 50.
Brady's juicing. Cheater.
Now, how about basketball and baseball? You follow those sports? Or
I'm a LeBron fan.
You're a LeBron fan? So you just follow like the best player in every league?
No. I don't want you to think that. But I'm honest though.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never had a basketball team till LeBron. If LeBron go to the Bucks tomorrow, I'm a Buck.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I refuse to be a part of New York. New York, we suck in everything. It's sad, but it's true.
All right, I'm gonna jump in real quick. Mm-hmm. I was a diehard Knicks fan.
Mm-hmm. I still am.
Really?
Yeah.
God bless. But it hurt my feelings, and, you know, my eye was twitching. I was getting headaches, and now I'm a Nets fan. I stayed in New York, but I used to go to Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Nets fan. But why Patrick Ewing didn't make the finger roll, I don't know.
All against the Pacers, right?
Yeah. But you know, I still like the Knicks. I don't know what they're doing.
No, I mean,
Porzingis is gone now.
Yeah, he's gone now. We have Dennis Smith Jr. now, but I mean, we'll see how it all pans out in the end. I know they're gonna have a really good draft pick this year. They gotta try to aim for the number one pick. They're gonna be in the lottery.
It won't help. I'm sorry.
It won't.
But Larry Johnson did the 4-point play.
Yeah, that's right.
You always have that.
Yeah.
Memories. He hit the 4-point play.
Mm-hmm.
We should have beat the Spurs.
Well, your memories is all from the 60s.
70s, first of all. No, the 90s is a different era for sports, hip-hop, everything.
It is, really.
I was born
Everything's softer.
Yeah.
Nothing is as real as it used to be. Nothing.
Same with NBA defense. You watch some of these old videos, like the Bad Boy Pistons.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't play no contact. Like, even a football. Like, everything is watered down.
Everything is, yep.
I don't know how hockey was back then. I know now they still taking off their gloves and getting it on. I don't. I like that. That's what I watch the hockey for.
Yeah.
Let me see a fight real quick.
LeBron James wouldn't get those dunks if Oakley was there standing in the middle.
Yeah,
Nah, he was still getting those.
Nah.
He was still getting those. That's that man's half human.
No, Oakley will not let it happen because it's embarrassing. LeBron will literally hit the ground.
Before or after the 3-second rule.
It don't matter the rules.
It do matter the rule because if he got to get out the way for a second, LeBron getting all he needs is a second.
Oakley is putting him to the ground. That's how the Knicks play.
Yeah.
You're not embarrassing us at
Before
home.
After the 3-second.
Ground, no matter what, ground.
I believe both sides of the story because Oakley was a really good player and played his heart out for the Knicks. So
he was the enforcer.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcers anymore. They let everybody dunk and
shoot wide open 3-pointers.
Nah, it's a couple of centers right now. That's I like DeMarcus Cousins. I like JaVale McGee. Is he's leveling up crazy.
Mm-hmm. On the Lakers now.
Yeah, he's leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
He's finding himself a little good game. Like, he's finding where he's comfortable.
Like everybody that can dunk, huh? And John Starks is just shooting his heart out.
Mm-hmm.
But look, all the centers nowadays are shooting threes. It's watered down. They're not banging. They used to be down there in the paint, in the hole, banging. They're not banging no more. You got Porzingis. You got all these guys. They just want to shoot threes.
Because they're not steroiding up. They got to start juicing up and getting bigger.
Yeah.
We say football, you can't hit them from the, what is it? The what up? Or is it like, it's something where you can't hit them in a certain place no more?
Right. Because Derek Harper used to play defense by pitching the player. By pinching the player.
Yeah.
Now you can't blow in somebody's head now. You get the problem.
Now for baseball, are you a Mets fan?
Yeah, because I'm from Queens, mm-hmm. born and raised.
How about you? You Met or Yankee?
I'm. You know, it's going to be crazy. I really am, though. I grew up like a Mets fan because the Yankees were always,
mm-hmm.
the Mets were the underdogs. You know what I'm saying? So I always liked being an underdog. But I like the Yankee logo better. Like, that mm-hmm. more solidifies New York City. Like, that's New York.
Yeah, it does.
That's us. The Yankee symbol, not the Mets. So that's why I got the Yankee thing tatted. I got to get fixed up. It's like, how you a Mets fan? You got the Yankee tat.
But on the Ave, you could get a navy blue Mets hat that has the logo that look like the Yankees logo, but uh-huh. it's actually the Mets.
With the Mets logo.
Yeah.
I don't like the Mets logo.
it's deceiving, but it's Mets.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you brought up hockey before. Are you just watching for the fights, basically? Or
yeah, I like
any
I like,
teams?
The Rangers.
Okay, yeah, that's who I usually go for.
Yeah, I could like New York. I could go for New York with the hockey. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the fights, though.
Yeah.
Pick the blue team. The Rangers.
Whoa.
I have a question for
mm-hmm.
you. How do you feel about females breaking into being a DJ? Because it's
to
not
being
that
a DJ.
Many.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, I think we need more.
We definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they need to be like Cardi B to get put on?
I don't know, but I think people should look at females more, because it's when you look at a DJ, people think of a male right away.
Exactly.
So I think it should be diverse.
You think they get opportunities?
It depends. If you're like a DJ, if you're a female DJ, Hot 97, you will. But if you're if there's gonna be a guy DJ and a female DJ, and they go to someone for a party, they're gonna pick the male, I think.
Most definitely, mm-hmm. They're gonna assume he knows what he's doing more.
Yeah, that's
facts. That's for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else you'd like to add to the show today about the upcoming mixtape?
You mentioned
any shout outs?
April 11th.
That's April 11th.
April 11th. Remember that date. Mark it down on your calendars now.
April 11th.
Also, man. We want to have a meet and greet at Hangar 11 on Metropolitan.
Okay.
You know, if they want to meet Lil Rock or shake his hand or date me, whatever you ladies want. Or Lady DJ.
We have a date for that yet?
No, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Or if anybody wants to invest in Money Clip. Mm-hmm. Any engineers or videographers,
publicists,
publishers, engineers, CD cover makers, I'm going to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
It's at Drewski107 at Instagram. That's at Drewski107 on Instagram and Andrew Blair on Facebook.
And Liddy Rock on Facebook, Liddy Rock on IG, LittyRocc.
Mm-hmm. And everyone go follow that and wait for April 11th for the mixtape drop. And I want to thank you guys for coming on today. Money Clip Entertainment, Liddy Rock, and Drewski. Had a great time talking with you guys about music and sports. We'll be closing out with the Ski Mask music.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Yep.
Turn up.
When I target aim, it ain't practice. Pull up in a hurry, you must be a dummy. 30 on his back like he was Gary. 10K, I need that in my tummy. Get your whole head wrapped like a mummy. Full push, boy, I need the money. I ain't joking, I am not funny. I got a strap on my lap and I swear I ain't talking a dyke chick. Pull up and we snipe shit. Shoot you on your night shift, like. Give me them bands, I need the grams. You see the shit in my hand. You better switch up the plans. I need a trip to Japan. 10K, 10K, just give me free, my niggas in the camp. I swear that boy Crun's killer. I swear he really in his bag. Shoulder shot, make him dab. Smoke a nigga like a pack. I got your shorty in a trap. She really like it from the back. Full timers. I got a put on for this set. Think that I'm a ref. The way I hit him with a tech. Run up in spot, bus ends. Hit man heart like breath. I don't wanna talk, just head. I don't wanna cuff, just sex. Like, I'm on the grind, I'm writing rhymes, I ain't got time. I was just stressed, had me in a cage, now I'm doing fine. Now, yeah, I'm, doing fine. Now I'm doing fine. Yeah. Said I'm doing fine. Yeah. Rascal, ski mask music, you feel me? Mask up and Rascal, grab something and Rascal, take something.
Yeah.
Bust something, you feel me?
Yeah.
Kill something. Yeah. Murder thing, you know the thing, said Fun Scott, or ego, Rascal, my. My cat, bop, bop. Yeah.